Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, August 26th, 2024, the beginning of the last week of the unofficial summer season. And if you're a summer resident getting ready to head home, safe travels, and don't forget to download the WERU app so you can take us with you wherever you go. Tonight in Belfast, David Roberti, Belfast Historical Society Vice President, will present the history of shipbuilding and ships in the Midcoast, including Belfast. Quote, Belfast was a shipbuilding center with shipyards lining the waterfront. In 1793, Robert and James Miller built the schooner Jenny Miller, the first of many ships to be built here. Over the years, more than 600 vessels, known for their size, speed, and beauty, were launched by Belfast area shipyards. The program will include early traditional shipbuilding, as well as more modern boat building and waterfront activities, mostly in Belfast and a little in other towns, end quote. That program is happening at the Belfast Free Library tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. An art workshop we told you about a few weeks ago was rained out, and now that will be happening this week. Friends of Sears Island will be hosting a workshop on metal embossing in nature tomorrow, Tuesday, August 27th, from 9 to 11 a.m. on Sears Island. Attendees will be given time to roam the island and collect leaves and flowers, which can then be used to make embossed prints on two different types of aluminum. The printed metal pieces can be made into hanging ornaments, mobiles, standalone art pieces, or used to decorate the front of a journal. The program is geared towards adults, but interested children ages 12 and up are welcome to attend. The instructors will be Sandy Carrillo and Ashley McGuire. You've heard Ashley here on Around Town several times. She's an events coordinator there on Sears Island for Friends of Sears Island. She is also a mixed media artist whose work can be viewed at ashleyalice.art. Sandy Carrillo has been a fiber and mixed media artist for over 25 years and is a retired art educator who gives many different fiber workshops. Her website is especially-for-u, with u spelled E-W-E.com. And you can see samples of her work there and other workshops. The two of them will be leading the workshop that's coming up on Tuesday on Sears Island. Again, that's tomorrow from 9 to 11. There will be a materials fee of $10 per person collected at the start of the workshop. Participants must pre-register by emailing outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. So today is your last day to do that. If you want to attend, email outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. And they say registration is complete when you receive a confirmation email. Further down east on Wednesday in Millbridge, Mano and Mano has a bilingual childcare program called Raídos de Sol that opened its doors back in 2021 with the mission to provide bilingual student-centered childcare services. They serve as a bridge to connect families from different backgrounds so that language and culture are celebrated and enrich the whole community. And for the past 3 years, they've been working on expanding to more than double the center's capacity. In September, the new center will open to provide childcare services and support year-round and seasonal families in Down East Maine. Mano and Mano invites you to come celebrate the opening with them, tour the building, and enjoy a night of music and food Wednesday night this week from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Raídos de Sol Bilingual Childcare on Martin Terrace in Millbridge. You can get more information about Mano and Mano and their programs at manomaine.org, M-A-N-O-Maine.org. What's happening in your neighborhood? Email me at news@weru.org and be sure to put your events on our community calendar on the weru.org website. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.